Let's just bow our heads in a moment's prayer together. Heavenly Father, we thank you that today as we study a message through your prophets, that we have choices to make, and we pray that you would guide us and direct us and help us to make the right choices as, Lord, we too hear your word today. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. There's been a lot of children involved at the front, so it's time to get a couple of adults up just to help me with hold a couple of things. Russ is always very keen. Russell, no eye contact, but you're coming up anyway. Let me see who else could be. Thank you, Russell. Lovely. Thank you very much. He knows I don't do hugging, but he likes to put me on show. Now, let me see. A lady. Let's go for Fiona. Come on up. Yes, you again. We're also dipping your eyes. Two words this morning that I want you to hold up. For you, Russell, the word yes. And for you, Fiona, the word on. Oh, actually, the word on. Actually, turn that over. Good. Right. Now, let's see how we join in as you get the idea. This side, yes. This side, on. No. Okay. Good. One of the things we notice about the prophets, and this is pretty much common to them all, and it's specifically referred to in the New Testament, they're very ordinary people. They may have done amazing things, but they started off, at least, as very ordinary people. It says that about Elijah in the New Testament. He's a man just like us. He's an ordinary person, but God did amazing things through them. One of the surprising things is that the prophets consistently said no to God. At the beginning of their ministries, very many of them said no to God's call. And we heard about one of them, Jonah, just a few minutes ago. Moses said to the Lord, when the Lord called him, "I can't do this, I cannot speak." God gave him a voice to use. Jeremiah said, "Lord, I can't do this, I'm too young." And we heard that just a moment ago. Jonah said, "No, I'm off," and he ran away. And we saw that acted out for us today. But whenever God calls us, God equips us. Whenever God calls a prophet, he gives them amazing ways in which to fulfill his will. So even though the prophets often said no, God said, "Yes, you are going to do this for me." And God made them his messengers, and God turned them into his spokespeople into the world. God passed on his message. God used lots of different ways in the Old and New Testament pass on his message, through dreams, through visions, through angels, but he often used people, ordinary people, in whom to speak his word. And that's why they tend to say things like, "Thus says the Lord," or "The word of the Lord came to me," as we heard in Jeremiah. And a lot of the role of the prophet, and we misunderstand these things sometimes, is to comment on today. We tend to think as prophets of people who speak about the future and who proclaim what's going to happen, and that is part of their role. But a lot of them say something about today, and they offer choices, very stark choices sometimes. Elijah, whenever he came, he specifically challenged the people. Are you going to say yes to the true God and no to the false gods? And he put them on the spot, and he challenged the people. Are you going to have no opinion, or are you going to make a choice today? Yes or no. Amos and others said to the world in which they lived, are you going to live with the values of the world, or are you going to turn your back on those values and turn to God? And through people like Isaiah and Jeremiah and Ezekiel, God said no to the things that were going on in that society. He said he would not stand for it, but he ultimately said he was going to fix it. And in the person of Jesus, he sends his son into the world. And all the prophets, I know we said earlier on that some of the prophets gave specific promises for the coming of the Messiah. All of the prophets really look forward to him, because Jesus came and said that he had come to fulfill, what did he say? The law and the prophets. Much of the time, the reaction that the prophets got from the people was this negative reaction. Was the prophets were told, "No, we're not going to listen to you. Who do you think you are telling us how to live, what to do, or what not to do. And they were often, terribly thrown out and rejected by the society in which they lived, like people like Hosea and Isaiah, who were pushed out from the world around them. But the Bible also says something about false prophets, that there are people in this world who are going to claim to be saying the word of God, and they're not, and Russell's arms are getting particularly sore at this point. But simply to close, we have a choice to make in terms of our response to what God would be saying into our lives. Are we going to say yes, or are we going to say no to the Lord? We have a choice to make, and I want us to pray through that as we simply ponder what the prophet said in general. We've heard so much already in the service today. We need to take on the challenge that they bring to us. Let's bow our heads in a moment's prayer. Heavenly Father, we are faced with a choice today to say yes or no to you. And Lord, we've heard so much in the service about the ministry of the prophets who heard and received personally, passed on faithfully, even though it was hard, even though they were very ordinary. They were faced with the people and the rejection and the pain of knowing what you have gone through in dealing with the pain of this world. So Lord, we want to say yes to you. We pray for your Holy Spirit's ability and equipping to be able to stand firm for Jesus in the world, to say no to that which is wrong and not of God, and to embrace all that comes from you. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.